Jarius Sneed was traded to the Tennessee Titans, and it probably bothered you if you're a Colts fan. I'm going to tell you why he wasn't traded to the Indianapolis Colts, and the reason seems silly. In fact, the reason seems a little bit stupid, but we'll go over exactly what that reason is and why it's important to the Indianapolis Colts, or at least that it's important to the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about Indiana basketball a little bit too. Indiana basketball, if you spent time watching the NCAA tournament and you've watched Indiana play over the course of this season, you understand just how far away Indiana is from appearing to be an NCAA tournament team, despite going 10-10 in the Big Ten. The style of basketball that Indiana plays is not what's favored by the remaining 16 teams in this tournament. Indiana just plays differently. They play like it's 1985 instead of 2024, and it just doesn't work. Changes maybe coming to the University of Kentucky basketball. We'll talk about that just a little bit. Dusty May hired by Michigan. Pacers, they lose 150-145 last night to LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. I hate losing to LeBron James. We got lots to talk about. And so little time to do it, but we'll get it all in. Don't you worry about it. It's a beautiful morning, and this is Breakfast with Kent. It is Monday morning, May 25th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. If you know a lot about college basketball, you might have made some extra cash this past weekend, and no better place to do it than MyBookie. A $1,000 initial sign-up bonus. If you go to MyBookie and use promo code Kent, that's easy to remember. Go to MyBookie, use promo code Kent, $1,000 potential initial sign-up bonus. How about that? Best thing about MyBookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. They got a cool online casino. You're absolutely going to love it. Make sure and subscribe to the channel. We did some lives this weekend. We also did some shorts this weekend. To know when we post, you hit the time thing, the bell thing, the bell icon that alerts you when we go live or we post something new. Hit the like button. That's a polite thing to do. I do that for every single video I watch. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. Insert a comment with the donation. It comes in a nice graphic. It catches my attention. I read it. And we talk about it. It's just that simple. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts first, because news over the weekend, Lajarius Sneed, a guy that a whole lot of Colts wanted a whole lot of Colts fans wanted the Colts to trade for. You know what? He's going to the Tennessee Titans. Do you know why? And I told you this. He does not fit what the Indianapolis Colts want in a quarterback. Chris Ballard does not make this kind of deal for this kind of player. That it was not going to happen. A third rounder in 2025 goes from the Titans to the Chiefs, and a seventh rounder in the upcoming draft. And Lajarius Sneed is going to get a big, nice, sweet extension to his contract to play in Tennessee. So there you go. Now, why do the Colts not favor a guy like Lajarius Sneed? All you need to do is look at the cornerbacks that the Colts have drafted. They draft to a type. A lot of teams do this, and it's a good thing to do, because if you draft to exceptions, all you wind up is a team full of exceptions. Bill Belichick said that, and it's really, really smart. You don't argue with Bill Belichick too much, do you? The author of 6 Super Bowl champions. So let's look at the cornerbacks that the Colts have drafted. How about Quincy Wilson? Quincy Wilson with a 46 overall pick in 2017. 6'1", ran a 4.54 at the combine. How about Nate Harrison? Drafted same draft, 5th round, ran a 4.52. Rock Ya-Sin in 2019, he was the 34th overall pick. He ran a 4.51. Isaiah Rogers in the 6th round of the 2020 draft. He didn't run at the combine. He ran a 4.28 at his pro day. He was drafted primarily as a return guy who maybe could develop into a cornerback. Of course, he violated the NFL's gambling policy. The Colts waived him immediately upon him being suspended for the remainder of the 2023 season. He's too fast. He's got, and he's got a gambling problem. Two strikes, he's got to go. Jalen Jones, seventh rounder last year, 4.57 40. Darius Rush last year, fifth round, 4.36 40. Oh, what? They looked at him at camp and said, my God, this guy's way too fast. We've got to cut him. So they cut him as camp broke. Juju Brents, 4.53 40 last year in the second round. This is what the Colts do. They draft guys who have great ball skills. It's not that they're slow. I know that the Colts aren't stupid. Yeah, we know that. Chris Ballard's not a stupid man, but he values things over the top of speed. If you want a guy with great ball skills and who does things in the way they like technically, and you get speed, you got to spend a top half of the first round, that kind of pick, in order to get that player. So they sacrifice speed because they love cornerbacks with ball skills. All right, so you got cornerbacks with ball skills who hold all the time because they can't run. And if they can't outrun their mistakes. If you're not fast, that's what speed does. If you bite on a little move and a guy goes by you, a little hitch and go, and you bite, you know what? You need speed to catch up with that receiver. That's what you need. And the Colts don't have it. So they can't make mistakes, and playing mistake-free football is kind of difficult. So that, you know what? Snead was taken 138th in 2020 in that draft. The Colts had so little respect for Legarius Speed as a cornerback and what he would be able to do in a Colts uniform that they took Jacob Eason at 122 in the fourth round of that draft. How about that? That's why they didn't do it. He doesn't fit what they do. And because he doesn't fit what they do, they weren't going to overpay for him to bring him to the Colts. So he's never gone to a Pro Bowl. Like, through all the, you know, the social media universe, we tend to lift guys, right? We tend to say, oh, my God, what are we going to do without this guy? If this guy comes, we're printing Super Bowl tickets. That's not Legarius Sneed. And the Titans are going to figure that out. The Titans have spent a lot of money and made a lot of acquisitions during this offseason. And I am willing to bet you that they are only marginally better than what they were this past year. I just don't see it. They lost Derrick Henry. They lost a lot of guys. They brought in some offensive linemen. They brought in Pollard. They brought in Calvin Ridley. They got guys. Are those guys going to be able to fit together, come together, play together, and win together? I don't think so. I still think they're a last-place team in the AFC South. Purdue, not a last-place team in the Big Ten or in the Big Ten or in the NCAA tournament. They routed Utah State yesterday. They looked like a team that is destined maybe to play in the NCAA championship game against UConn. But the first time you start to think about UConn, totally curb-stomped Northwestern, by the way, the moment you start thinking those things about Purdue, they get smited in the next round. We'll see what they're able to do Friday night at about 7:30 against Gonzaga. But they looked really good yesterday. They assisted, I think, on 29 of 38 field goals. They moved the ball with alacrity. Defensively, they play together. They play tethered. Really, really, really good. Did this weekend to you, as you watch the NCAA tournament, did it look different from what you see Indiana University playing? Did it look different? The answer is yes. For Indiana, the ball moves slowly. Guys pass up shots from beyond the arc. In the NCAA tournament, people are making shots from beyond the arc, and lots of them. They're scoring and scoring and scoring, and defensively, they do a pretty good job. Indiana, no, they don't. Indiana has no discernible culture. They don't shoot it really well. they shoot a disproportionate number of two-point field goals. It just doesn't make sense. The math doesn't make sense. I'm not a big analytics guy where it comes to basketball or in any sport for that matter, other than bowling. Bowling, analytics work. It's a pure sport deal, you know, score deal. But in basketball, no. And despite that, it is patently obvious that Indiana has to change its kind of modus operandi, right? They have got to start shooting threes, and that means that they've got to recruit three-point shooters, and they haven't. But you know what? When they have had three-point shooters, they're not designing the offense to get these guys shots. Look at Miller Kopp. Miller Kopp hit like 44% in 2023 for Indiana. And what happened? He was allowed shots that would put him in a position to make 1.8 three-pointers per game. 1.8, under two. Why? And you had pretty dominant big guys. You had Trace Jackson Davis. So you had a guy that defenses had to scheme against, and that meant a lot of the time leaving a guy like Miller Kopp open. But what did Indiana do? Indiana chose not to take advantage of that situation, and Miller Kopp winds up scoring about 5 points per game from beyond the arc, and that's preposterous. Indiana, like, there are very few similarities. They play with the same kind of ball, and they're all wearing uniforms. You know, Indiana's uniforms look the same as other teams' uniforms. Other than that, there is very little to parallel Indiana with any of the UConn, Purdue, please, Marquette looked like a team of the future, a team two generations hence, as I watched them compared to Indiana. Indiana looks like they're stuck in 1985. What the hell are they doing? It's ridiculous. And yet, Indiana does not evolve, right? Mike Woodson knows basketball. Mike Woodson believes that he's got the answer, and it's the same answer year after year after year, and Indiana doesn't have the answer. And Indiana is stuck. You know what? It's a damn miracle that they won like they did, that they went 10-10 in the Big Ten, given the style of basketball that they play. They've got to reverse course, and reverse course immediately. It's just self-inflicted mediocrity is the worst kind. You know what I mean? Mike Woodson has done this to Indiana on purpose. This is his strategy, and it's his ongoing strategy to not recruit from the high school ranks very much, bring in a bunch of transfers, lose a bunch of transfers, and so you've got no continuity of roster, you've got no culture, you've got no winning style, and you wind up looking like you look. What are you going to do? And I guess we're going to ride with this into a fourth year. What could happen with Indiana, and I think it would be a complete shame, and please don't do this, apathy could set in among this fan base. It's been a while between successes, right? It's really been since 2013, since we saw Indiana basketball play anything that looked like Indiana basketball. Even in 16, when they won the Big Ten, you knew that that team was flawed. They beat Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, but you knew it was flawed. Speaking of Kentucky, John Calipari, decisions are going to be made today. There are going to be meetings at the University of Kentucky about the basketball program. They have not advanced out of the first round in a long time. Kentucky's mode of operation, not modern, and not anything. Look, he's not a good coach. That's all that is. You can't get beat by Oakland. With the amount of talent that Kentucky has, to get beat by Oakland in the opening round of the NCAA tournament requires more than an off night. That's on John Calipari. Not a very good coach. Michigan has hired Dusty May as their next head coach. 5 years, an average of $3.75 million a year. Another potential replacement for Woodson gone. I don't know if Dusty May's the right guy or not, But if he is, Indiana, bad timing again. You got to make your own good timing. When somebody's available to lead your program who can be a change agent, you make the move and you go get that guy. It's a shame we have to talk about that with Mike Woodson, and I derive no joy from talking about that regarding Mike Woodson. But you know what? Watching all the basketball the last 4 days, I've watched at least 16 full games and parts of many others. And I can't see anybody that plays basketball like Indiana. Nobody. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? I think I hit everything, didn't I? I don't think Kentucky's going to move off Cal. But Cal's got to do things a little bit differently. I don't know whether he can. And he talks about how many young people he's helped. Yeah, that's what it's all about at Kentucky. You out of your mind? Are you a crazy person? Are you signing your own death warrant? Jack Hollow, happy birthday. Fat Mike, happy birthday. Rick Eicholtz, celebrating a birthday. Craig Dodge Lyle, happy birthday. Todd Spurgeon, Melissa Junk, Tom Gahan, happy birthday. And the great Gabe Hobbs, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. That means lift each other up. Don't pull each other down. Be good to each other. Somebody's a little slow in the checkout lane. Somebody gets to the front of the line at a fast food place and still doesn't know what they want. Take a deep breath. Understand that life's going to go on. You're going to get your food maybe 40 seconds later. It's all okay. You don't have to tolerate malaise in others. But you know what? Be nice. You don't have to drive to another place just because you get a little bit pissed off at somebody who I'm talking to myself. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. I do it all the time. I went to a Jersey Mike's, and a guy started asking about the mayonnaise, the customer. He's like, do you put the mayonnaise on the bottom of the bun or the top bun? And the guy goes, I didn't put mayonnaise on your sandwich at all. Yeah, but where do you put it? Do you put it on the top or the bottom? I got so impatient with this idiot continuing to ask dumbass questions. And that wasn't the end of the questions. I won't belabor it. I left and I went to another place. I couldn't take it anymore. I got to start taking a deep breath and not worrying about it so much. You do the same if you're a person like me.